episode 125, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Food Addictions.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? It is your time. It's my time. It's our time to come together. And we are going to chat about one of my favorite things. It's confession time. Yes, we are talking about food. I love food. I just love, love, love food. So wherever you are in your relationship with food, you want to stay tuned because I promise you, you're going to learn something amazing and be able to take something and actually implement it into your life and how it would work for you. So before we get started, hello, all my friends out there. It is so good to see you around the world. It is amazing. I am so beyond blessed to have such an amazing community coming together. And I love hearing from you. So please, I know you hear this every single time, but seriously, reach out to me, createyournow.com. Come on over. You can actually leave me a voicemail. You don't even have to send me a little love note. You can just send me a voicemail through your computer. It's very, very simple. Just click on that little hot pink button there and send it over to me. I would love to hear from you. Love to know how I can serve you because that's really what I'm here for. And as you know, today is the day of confessions, confessions of an upset mama. Now, oddly enough, this doesn't necessarily directly deal with children. However, there is a huge connection. And what happens is it tends to also kind of roll over, has a snowball effect to our children. So I can't wait to jump right on in and talk about food addictions. How many of you all absolutely love food? I do. I'm raising my hand. Okay. How many of you all are eating something right now while you're listening to me? Okay. Well, I can't understand you because your mouth's full. But for those of you who are, I would love to implore you to get some water, some liquid. Okay. Preferably nothing with additive or extra sugars, okay, or artificial sweeteners, okay? Something like water or tea, okay? That's great, all right? If you're stuck with your coffee, I'm good with coffee too, all right? Because, you know, caffeine does the body good once in a while, right? Okay, so if you got that and you're kind of coming off of the food part, because you know what's interesting? When I went through my journey, I really didn't foresee that I would discover all that I discovered. And I went in depth. That's why when I look at what I do, being truly an executive life coach, coming up with lifestyle strategies to implement, those are big. And it's taking simple things, simple steps to make life that much more enjoyable, having a life full of bliss. Now, not that some things don't happen, because guess what? We know life happens, right? Accidents occur, things that we don't prepare for. We don't want those to occur. Illnesses come about. But when you are in the mindset of having strategies for living a life and walking and moving forward and really taking care of yourself, you're able to handle anything that's thrown at you. Seriously. You are. Now, when I went through my journey, food in my life in general has played really a major part in it. A lot of you know that I come from a father who is ministry background. He was not only a civilian pastor, I say we because I was part of the family. He, my dad, and my mom started a church even from ground zero. So we've had that walk. We've also had to where he's been a chaplain in the military, and he's actually served not just overseas, but in war, during wartime as a chaplain. So we've seen all sides of it. And on top of that, he was a hospital chaplain. So I think we've covered about every single base that we can cover. But when I tell you that, because what are the biggest things that you can recall right now? I could probably count to three and you're going to know it before I say it, with churches, potlucks, right? Everybody hears about the fellowships, the potlucks, right? Fellowship and food, food and fellowship, why not? Well, God did not make it for us to always have food around, right? Back in the olden days, way back times, think about even biblical times, to have a meal took work, took planning. You didn't just go to the grocery store and buy what you wanted and come on home. You didn't just go into your garden and pick whatever. No, you had to plan it out for the season. Whoa. Okay? That's strategy, I tell you. And we don't think about that because we are growing up in an age of technology where we have moved forward, we've progressed, which is awesome that we have that convenience. But with that convenience comes food addictions. And so, of course, mine started very, very young. Now, I didn't know this growing up, but you know what? Food's around. What are you going to do? You're going to eat it. And I absolutely love, love food. I say this saying a lot to my kids when we were younger, especially when we had so many of them and they were, you know, in their babyhood to, you know, toddlerhood stages, we would go through things so fast. And you know that when you like buy those cute little slides and things like that, those playground equipments that everybody loves to have, and it's so much fun, but it lasts all of like 6 months and your child's outgrown it. Well, I was a big garage saler. And so I would tell my babies, I would tell them this, one person's trash is another person's treasure. You all have heard that, right? Well, in my journey, I have learned that one person's trash in food can be somebody else's treasure in food, and vice versa. I say that meaning vice versa. That sounded funny. Sorry. Just caught that. Anyway, going on. The whole thing about the trash and the treasure, okay? Food, okay? An apple is very good, right? Yes, it's healthy. It's clean. It's real food, right? It's in its original state. It's real food. But you know what? For some people, like myself, I can actually eat too many apples in a day. Crazy! How can that be? Well, it's because how my body sees things, how it takes in the sugar, whether it's good sugar from a cupcake or no, let's turn that around. Bad sugar from a cupcake or good sugar from an apple. My body says, whoa! This is not right, yet I'm saying, whoa, it is right because I'm liking this apple or I'm loving this cupcake. Either way, I love them both. You see, I had a true food addiction. Anywhere and everywhere that we went, if food was offered, we would go over to people's house and when they do, can we get you something? And it wasn't a drink. It was food related. Oh, I just made this apple pie. How about some apple pie a la mode? Oh, I'll take it. I'll take that apple pie a la mode, and I'd like mine warmed, please, just a little bit. Yum. Can we dash a little bit of cinnamon and sugar on it, too? Okay, am I making you hungry? Okay, yes, I love food. You see, I ate because I could. I ate out of habit. How many of you eat out of habit? I think back to one particular time in my life, and I had a root beer float every single night. And it wasn't just a scoop of ice cream. It was like 3.5 scoops of ice cream. You know, the ones that when they're digging out at like Baskin and Robbins or, you know, those real ice cream stores that you have to go to and they have to actually have to serve it to you and they're digging it out and digging it out and digging it out to make that perfect round. Yeah, that was more like my 3.5 to 4 scoops with a whole, almost a whole can of root beer. Oh, wait, but it got better. Diet root beer, because if I'm drinking diet right, it's better, right? Oh, and I would treat myself every single night. Guess what time I would do it? Oh, yes, I would do it about 9:30, 10 o'clock. Kids are in bed, things are quiet, and it was my comfort time. Did I really gain any comfort from that? No. But you see, my mind connected that was comfort. I ate out of habit. I ate because I simply love food. I do. I love food, all types of food. I ate literally just to eat. Now, for some of you, it'd be hard to believe, but okay, here we go. Talk about full confession. Are you ready? My nickname growing up in our household when I was a child was Garbage Mouth. Yep. I would come home after school, and it wouldn't be my big little brother, because, see, I was the oldest of the three. It wouldn't be my big little brother that would eat the leftovers. It was me. It was Garbage Mouth. You see, little did I know that I really didn't have a full factor. You know, the point where you're like, I'm just stuffed. I really never felt that. And to this day, I still don't feel that. Yep, I'm messed up. You see, not only do I not have that full factor, so when I am fueling my body with food, I don't know, I can overflood it, whether it's good or bad, whether it's trash or treasure. You see, it took my tornado to open up my eyes. I love food that is sweet. I love food that's just plain old tasty. I love casseroles, and I love cheese. Oh, my gosh. You name a cheese, I'll put cheese on anything and eat it. Okay, maybe not fruit, but almost anything, and I'll eat it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I love it, love it. Stuff that's cold, ice cream galore, chocolate. Oh, yes, I'm so there. And you know what? When you think about it, I touched on this a little bit earlier. Potlucks. You know, we eat because we're expected to. Right? At potlucks. What about movies? You go to a movie and what are you expected to have that everybody assumes, and you do, you get it, right? It's kind of written in the movie budget. You get popcorn, and usually with popcorn comes a soda, right? What about you're expected to eat when what? You're stressed. Okay? Oh, wait, better yet. You're expected to eat when you're pregnant. Ah, here's where the babies come in. Yeah. Oh, you're eating for two. It's okay. No big deal. I already didn't have a full factor. Ooh, appetite huge. Mama became extra mama. We are expected to eat when we're sad. We're expected to eat when we're happy. You know, when we celebrate, right? If we have a breakup with the boyfriend or something, right? What are we supposed to do? Go bury our sorrows in a pint of ice cream. Really? You know, the big thing when I was growing up is eating bonbons, okay? That was a commercial that was on. I have yet to this day sit on a couch and ate an actual bonbon. And for those of you who don't know what it is, it's basically vanilla ice cream that's encoded with chocolate, very thin coating of chocolate, and you can just pop it in your mouth, okay? Yum, sounds scrumptious, right? But it was always the whole idea that, oh, mom's just sitting at home having bonbons. The weight kept coming on, and the weight kept coming on. And it wasn't about the weight, though. But you see, I was eating for what? All the wrong reasons that I just told you. But why do we really need to eat? What is the real reason we have food? Why did God create it? Seriously. It's fuel. It's fuel for our body. I began to look at food differently in my tornado. I changed my relationship to food as to truly what the definition of food was. It was what? Simply fuel for my body. Once I started to become that detective, I began to uncover the addictions I just spoke about. Okay? Eating because I could. Eating why? Just to eat because I wanted to. You see, now though that I look at that and I know that about myself, I catch myself. You know, for example, like when the kids come home from school and they're hungry because it's been 3.5 hours since they had lunch, because they eat lunch at so early, and they come home and they're needing something to feed their body. Well, just because they're coming home from school doesn't mean that I need a snack too. I may have had something around 2 o'clock. Oh, but the kids are home. I'm just going to have something with them too. Oh, and then I'm going to cook dinner. I'm going to have about another 4, 5, or 6, 7 bites. Next thing you know, I've already had 3 meals before I get to dinner. Holy cow. What is food really for? Food is fuel. So how can you help? How can this actually help you? That's really the question here, right? You say, okay, Christine, you're confessing here that you had a food addiction. Yeah, I honestly believe that to a degree, we all have some type of food addiction. Okay, so my husband may be the exception to the rule. He thinks eating is a waste of time. He would rather just get it done and be over with. Yes, he does not have the relationship with food that I do. I'm like, I so wish I had that mentality. I don't. I'm learning, though, by looking at it, that food is fuel for my body. And that's how I have to see it. Because otherwise, I'd keep eating and keep eating. And I would love every bit of it, right? I would. It'd be all mine. But it's not worth it. You see, not only did I gain the weight, but my health itself suffered. I had a horrible gallbladder. My body could not handle the types of food I was feeding it. Years and years and years of this, all throughout my childhood, I was having horrible symptoms, excruciating pains in my abdomen. Little did we know, I thought it was just the menstrual cycle. And I was like, oh, no, it had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with food. I had my gallbladder removed, and then I ended up having to have an emergency ERCP. That's when they have to remove a stone, okay, that has been lodged, and they have to go in through your mouth and down into it to get it. It was over 11 millimeters. Yeah, life-threatening. And I didn't know the part of that was life-threatening until they said, would you sign these papers and explain to me what the surgery was. You see, food and my eyes being wide open, yeah, now I understood. I understood what my body had gone through, yet I put it through all this torment. And now I have to look at food differently. And this is how it can help you. Your kiss. Okay, this really is a happy note, okay? Because yes, the confession may be that food addictions exist, and we may not want to really face it, but I'm telling you and I'm promising you that if you begin to figure out why you eat what you eat, that you'll begin to understand that maybe there are some underlying conditions that you don't understand or that you didn't understand before that you can understand now. You see, I also told you at the beginning that there was a connection to children. You see, what you do, your children are watching you. My children, I have one child that followed me, and you know that root beer float thing? Well, I have one that enjoys to have, actually I have two that enjoy to eat right before bed. They didn't get that from their daddy. Yeah. You see, we pass things on not necessarily wanting to, but because we're modeling it. And so I ask you to really look at yourself, and I want you to be aware why you eat. That is your kiss, okay? I want you to be aware why you eat. I want you to ask, number one, am I hungry? Am I truly hungry? One thing you can do is drink a glass of water. When you feel like you're hungry, go drink a glass of water first. Wait 10 minutes and see if you're still hungry. Most of the time, we're actually more thirsty than we are hungry. We're dehydrated because most of us are drinking the wrong fluids, okay? Am I hungry? Number two, what can I have that's better fuel for my body? What's another option? Okay, if I'm wanting something sweet and I like that little brownie that's sitting there, but it's really something sweet that I want, maybe I can have some raspberries with a cup of frozen yogurt. That would be much better than having that brownie, right? There's other ways to eat and satisfy something within what you're feeling and how you're looking at it than just jumping and saying, oh, I'm gonna just dive into this because I can, right? That was one of my excuses, because I can. Not necessarily a good one. Number three, what's my attachment to this food? This is a really good question to ask yourself. What's my attachment to this food? Okay, maybe it's something that is bringing up a memory. It's a comfort to you, okay? It's something that even came back and stemmed from your childhood. Think about it, how you relate, and when something happens, let's say your children get a great report card. What do? Let's go grab a shake at Sonic, okay? For those of you who love shakes, Sonic has some great shakes. And they're tasty, okay? And they're getting bigger. Yeah, they've changed their sizing. I only know that because I went there to celebrate with my children. See, full confession here. I took them actually just to surprise them. I just said, oh, let's just go. It literally had been months upon months upon months since I had taken them anywhere to get a shake. And so just out of the blue, I said, let's go get one. Now, mommy didn't have one because that doesn't do her body good. But they had the privilege and they can do that right now. And it was fine. But it's not something that we do every single time. See, we've changed it up. My children have begun to actually look at me and see what they're doing. I don't have to say anything anymore because I'm their role model. They've seen the changes. They've seen how my body has changed. And they know that now mom is taking care of herself. She's fueling her body the way she needs to. Be aware why you eat. And here's a bonus. All right. Do you like bonuses? I love bonuses. I don't want you to shop while you're hungry. I'm sure you've thought about that. Okay. And moms, it's real easy that we got to run out to the grocery store and we're hungry. Right. But we got to hit it when we can. When there's time, we squeeze it in. Right. When we're hungry or stressed, that's the two worst times ever to go grocery shopping. All right. However, if you do go grocery shopping during those times, I am pleading with you, take your water bottle with you, seriously, okay? Drink your water throughout your entire shopping extravaganza. It will help to mute your temptations there while you're shopping, seriously, okay? It'll take away those hunger pains, all right? And if you're like, oh gosh, you know, some of you get cravings up around that time of the month, okay? You know what I'm talking about. You know who you are. If you do, another way to battle that, again, take your water bottle with you. I take my water bottle everywhere. I've said this before. You can ask my children. If I don't have my water bottle, they're like, Mom, where's your water bottle? In fact, they ask me for drinks now because they know what? Mama always has her water bottle. So if nothing else, your kiss is what? Be aware of why you eat and drink water. Seriously, okay? Food addiction is something that is very serious, and it can be used, it can be someone's trash, and it can be someone's treasure, okay? An apple can be good for one, can be trash for one person and treasure for another. A cupcake can be trash for one and treasure for another. So really look at why you're eating, what you're eating, how you are role modeling this for your children. For those who are watching you, because even if you don't have children, I guarantee you're being watched, including the puppy dog, okay? Those puppies think if you're eating it, they can eat it too. And when you're gaining weight, they're gaining weight. Uh-huh. Hence, you know where it's coming, right? Why our animals look like the owners. Take a look at your animals, the ones that you have, your pets. Do any of them reflect you? Do any of them eat kind of like you or not eat like you, either way, all right? I really want you to think about this because it's serious and it's something that totally changed my life. Food is fuel, and I want to encourage you to make food a fuel and not something that you're relying on out of habit just because you're expected to, all right? I want you to go and I want you to be incredible. I want you to be present in all that you do. Be aware of why you eat. And guess what? I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.